Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
I'm not here from downstairs. Ah!
Okay, you ready? Creepy.
Can I be crazy in this one?
Sure. Creepy Carrots.
By Anne Miranda.
No.
Make it by Anne Miranda. Boo, 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 boo.
Not too crazy, because then we're not going to make it to movie night. Duh. Aaron Reynolds. Pictures by Peter Brown.
You forgot to get the microphone.
Yeah.
But they're cool. Wait, where's the favorite carrot? There. He's like, oh.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what that's about.
I don't know. Creepy.
Creepy carrots. Jasper Rabbit had a passion for carrots. And the carrots that grew in Crackenhopper Field were the best.
Crackenhopper Field.
Fat, crisp, and free for the taking.
Free for the ticket. Wait, I did you skip the page?
No, I did not. He pulled some for a morning snack on the way to school. He yanked out a few on his way to Little League practice. He ripped them from the ground on his way home at night. Jasper couldn't get enough carrots. Until they started to follow him.
See, this is on the back.
This is creepy. Why do your eyes look like that?
Because that's, I don't know.
He first noticed something strange after the big game against the East Valley Hares. Jasper was about to help himself to a victory snack when he heard it.
Weird.
The soft, sinister thump of carrots creeping. He turned, but there was nothing there. Just my imagination, he thought. But he hopped a little faster. That night, as he was brushing his teeth, there they were!
Yeah! That's somewhere on the front. Somewhere.
Jasper whipped around, but nothing. He laughed at himself, picked his toothbrush up off the floor, and went to bed quickly. The next morning, he approached Crackenhopper Field slowly. He reached for two wild carrots. Nothing happened. He bit into one. Nothing happened. Whew. Creepy carrots. It was ridiculous. But when he arrived home that evening, Mom! Mom! Jasper screamed. Creepy carrots in the shed!
In the shed right there.
His mom opened the door slowly. There weren't any carrots, not even the regular kind. There are no such things as creepy carrots, Mom said, shaking her head.
Bam, 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 bam.
Later that night, as Jasper lay in bed, he heard it. Breathing. Terrible, carroty breathing. And there, on his wall, creepy carrots! He shouted.
They're
not that!
That one's not that big as the other one.
Is no, it's very small.
Yeah, both of them are really small. Like,
his dad thumped into his bedroom and threw on the light. They searched under the bed. No creepy carrots. They looked through the closet. No creepy carrots. They opened the dresser drawers. No creepy carrots. Just a bad dream, son, his dad said, shaking his head. Now go to sleep. It wasn't going to happen. By the end of the week, Jasper was seeing creepy carrots creeping everywhere.
Creeping? Creepy, creepy. So this is the side that have creepy cameras.
Yes.
This is the side that doesn't have creepy cameras.
Correct. That's what Jasper thought he saw, and this is what was really there.
Yeah, I think his imagination, yeah.
Jasper knew his parents were wrong. Creepy carrots were real, and they were coming for him. But they couldn't get him if they couldn't get out. Ding, he has an idea. Jasper hatched a plan. First thing on Saturday, he grabbed supplies and headed to Krakenhopper Field. As the sun finally set across Krakenhopper Field, Jasper Rabbit smiled. On his way home, there was no tunk-tunk-tunk. There were no carrot-shaped shadows. His plan had worked. No creepy carrots would ever get out that carrot patch again. As the sun finally set, the carrots of Krakenhopper Field
was happy because Jasper won't eat them anymore.
Cheered! Their creepy plan had worked. They were sure of it. Jasper Rabbit would never get into the carrot patch ever again.
They're happy.
Woohoo!
Because they're happy that Jasper won't eat them anymore.
That's right. He was eating all the carrots.
That's on the back.
So they said, let's scare him so that he won't eat us anymore. The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.